This is Natalie Brown, and you're listening to the Blind Access Journal podcast.
This is the Blind Access Journal podcast for Monday, June 4th, 2012. I'm Allison Hilliker.
And I'm Daryl Chandrell.
Tonight, we're going to be talking to you all about the NFB Newsline app for iOS.
Yes, we're happy to bring this to you. It was released apparently on Saturday evening in the iTunes App Store, and we started learning about it right away. We demonstrated it on our radio show, The Desert Cafe, and now we thought we would bring it to you.
Through blindaccessjournal.com.
Yay! So here we are.
So the Newsline app is a free app, which is really nice. I'm all about free apps. And Newsline, for those of you who haven't heard about it, is actually done by the National Federation of the Blind. It's a way of getting access to newspapers and magazines. There's many ways to access Newsline. It started out in the olden days, or maybe not so olden days,
several years. Early 1990s?
Probably not even that long ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember. In any case, so Newsline started off as just being a service where you listen to newspapers through the telephone. You call into a number, and you listen to the articles, and you use your telephone's keypad to navigate. And that's still available, and I still like reading that way, but I'm excited about the other options, too. You can also read the newspapers on the web at nfbnewslineonline.org. You can also get access to Newsline content through Bookshare, so you can download your papers and your magazines. But what we're talking about today is the exciting new app for iOS, a new and fun way to get the news and information very much on the go, staying current.
Yes, and this is something where, you know, you can download your newspaper or magazine while you're on the bus or anywhere where you have 3G or wireless service. So, yay.
So, we're going to start off. Daryl's going to take you through some of the settings. What you'll actually do when you first install the app is you have to log in. You have to sign up for Newsline. If you're already a subscriber, then you're already set. You get your user ID.
Yep, it's your subscriber ID.
Subscriber ID and your
security code.
Security code.
Right.
So you need to type those in, and we've already done that, so we're already logged in, but that is something you'll need to know before you can use the app, is that information. And then once you get logged in, it will actually pull in your favorites, if you already have some favorites, and some your other information.
Right, and it'll pull these in from, if you set the favorites up through the phone or through the nfbnewslineonline.org website, it will pull those in to the app for you. And if you don't have a Newsline subscription, then you can go to nfbnewsline.org, just nfbnewsline.org, and learn more about how to get set up with the service. So I'm going to get us started here by opening the NFB Newsline app on my iPhone. So.
839, slide to unlock. News folder, four new items, five apps. Imaging folder, radio folder, news folder. Opening news folder, news.
Yours will just be on the home screen, but some of us, those of us who have folders, may have it.
Weather.
The app installed somewhere else.
Access word as
I don't have folders. I prefer chaos and clutter.
NFB Newsline. Double tap
there.
To open.
You'll like folders once you get started with them, I think. So, okay, NFB Newsline. We're going to double tap on that, get it started here.
NFB Newsline. NFB Newsline Mobile. Heading.
And I'm going to, this is, after you get logged in, this is what you'll see. This is sort of the home screen, so I'm at the top of the screen. I'm going to start flicking to the right.
Publications. Button.
Of course, that's where you would read your newspapers and magazines.
TV listings. Button. Welcome. Daryl Chandrow.
It knows his
Send
name.
An email with your questions.
Yay.
Or comments too.
It's a smart app.
There you go, for a smartphone.
nfbnewsline-ios at nfb.org.
So nfbnewsline-ios at nfb.org is who you would write to ask questions about the app or give suggestions.
Settings, button. Subscriptions, button. Help.
And
button.
That is the main screen of this app. So I'm going to go back to settings.
Subscriptions.
To the left.
Settings. Button.
Interestingly, the app doesn't use tabs like a lot of iOS apps do. So we don't necessarily need to use them, but it's interesting that it doesn't have them. This seems to be a pretty common feature that this app doesn't have.
Right. They have not, the developers have not chosen to follow what have come to be known as some typical iOS conventions. So that's one thing we've noticed. So I'm going to double tap on settings.
Settings. Home. Back button.
Okay, so flicking to the right, let's see what's available in this screen.
Settings. Heading. Manage favorites. Button. Manage subscriptions. Button. Enter your NFB credentials.
And
subscriber ID. 0. Security code. 4 characters. Cancel. Button. Login. Button.
So that's what's on the settings screen. So I'll go back up to the top, tap with 4 fingers.
Home. Back button.
And I'm going to flip to the right.
Settings. Manage favorites.
Manage
button.
Favorites. And I will demonstrate how to see a list of your favorites and how to add one. Double tap.
Manage favorites. Settings. Manage favorite. Edit. But your favorites. A. Heading. Affiliate news. Capital A. Arizona Republic 06/04/2012.
And one thing it does when it lists the publications, it gives you the date of the latest issue of the publication.
Capital E. East Valley Tribune 06/04/2012. Capital M. Macworld 05/11/2012. Capital P. PC World 05/11/2000. Popular Science 06/S. Science News, capital W. Wall Street Journal 0. Add to favorites. Button.
And I'm going to go down here to add to favorites. I'm going to double tap on that. And we're going to now add
favorites.
There's also a table index there that you could have used to navigate through the list, right?
Exactly, yes. That is a very handy little feature which we'll demonstrate when we're looking at our publications. This table index is found in Manage Subscriptions, Manage Favorites, Publications, and I think the subscriptions area when you're actually viewing your subscriptions as well. In all those places you have a table index.
Search. Search field.
We'll be sure to demonstrate that.
Capital A. Heading.
Okay, so now we can search for one.
Table index A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Selected. F,
so
E.
Selected. What I did is I tapped the table index, which is on the very right edge of the screen, about halfway down.
Table index D.
And then now I'm
selected.
Flicking through
C. So B.
The letters.
A.
You know,
selected.
Flick down a ways, now I'm flicking back up. Because I'm going to go, and I'm going to flick to the right.
AARP people. AARP, Aberdeen, America, Abilene Report, Air and Space, Akron, B, Air and Space 07/01. Manage favorites.
There we go.
Settings. Back button.
So now that is one of my favorites.
Daryl's making his plans to be an astronaut.
Oh, I've had those plans since I was a little kid.
There you go. He's already kind of out in space.
At least I'm just a space cadet, not a space commander yet, right?
There you go.
I'm working on that status, though.
Table index, okay, adjustable.
So now we've added that as a favorite.
Swipe settings, manage favorites.
And I'm going to go back, and I can use either press the back button near the upper left-hand corner of the screen, or I can do the two-finger right-left scrub gesture.
Settings.
Which is what I
home.
Just did.
Back button.
Flick to the right.
Settings. Manage favorites. Manage subscriptions.
Now I'm going to manage subscriptions. Now these are a little different than your favorites, which you already know about because if you're an existing Newsline user, that is, because you can add favorites on the phone or through the NFB Newsline online.org website. So subscriptions are cool because whatever's in here will be downloaded to your phone. So say you've been reading Newsline and you're going on the plane to convention and you want something to read while you're 30,000 feet in the air without Wi-Fi support. You can subscribe to a bunch of newspapers and magazines and then have plenty of reading material with you.
Yep, download them, take them on the go, and read them without being connected.
There you go. That's what you can do, Allison, while you're flying to convention this year without me.
I know. I wish you could go. It'd be fun.
Yes, it would. That was great last year. In Orlando, that was fun. Yay.
That was a lot of fun. So, yep, convention is in Dallas this year, and I'm going minus Daryl, which will not be quite as fun, but I'm still glad I'm going. Yay.
Daryl-less?
Daryl-less.
I'll be missing you. I'll be Allison-less all here by myself.
I know. Aww. Convention will be quite the same.
Oh, I'll be listening to the streaming, though.
There we go.
There you go. And you'll be updating me on Haytel.
Yep.
Telling me all about what I'm missing. Okay, so manage subscriptions.
Manage favorites button. Manage subscriptions.
Right now to manage subscriptions. We're still in the settings window. So I'm going to double tap.
Manage subscriptions. Capital A.
I have a few in here.
Aaron Space 07. Arizona Republic 0, capital E. East Valley Tribune, capital P. PC World 0, add subscription, button.
I'm going to add one.
Add subscription.
So I just double tap on add subscription. I'm going to use the table index again. I'm going to touch on the right edge of the screen about halfway down.
Table index, adjustable.
Flicking down.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, J, K, L, M.
Yeah.
Selected.
Right.
Macworld 05/11/2012.
Double tap that, Macworld.
Manage subscriptions. Settings. Manage subscription. Edit. Button. Table. Selected. Selected. Aaron Space 06. Arizona Republic. Table index. Adjustable. Selected. Selected.
Interesting. So I am looking at my subscriptions
table index,
under
adjustable.
Manage subscriptions right now.
Swipe up or down to adjust the value.
And I'm trying to flick down.
Selected.
And that does not
selected.
Work. Okay.
Aaron Space 0, Arizona Republic 06, capital E,
so just flip to the right.
East Valley, capital M, Macworld 05/11/2012. Capital P, heading.
So there
PC
we go.
World
that's
0.
All of our subscriptions.
Add subscription.
He's got Macworld and PC World, so he's very diverse.
Whereas Allison
settings.
Just has PC World.
Home.
I
back
do.
Button. Settings.
So,
heading.
That is the essentially the settings window and all that you can do in there with this app. So now I'm going to hit back.
And NFB Newsline.
Allison is going to show us how to read a publication, how to find one of your favorite publications and read an article from it.
All right. Now we're going to read our newspaper. I'm looking at the home screen of the app again, where it says
publications, button, NFB Newsline Mobile, heading.
All right, I'm going to flick to the right.
Publications, button.
And double tap this publications button.
Publications. Progress altered.
Oops, it does that sometimes. It takes some time loading and...
Associated Press Arizona 06/capital A.
I just
heading.
Waited and then single tapped for it to start working again.
Associated Press Arizona 06/04.
So what this is doing is it's showing a list of publications.
That are your favorite publications.
Yes, these are my favorites. It can display different. It can display different things here. If I wanted it to display something other than my favorites, I would go to the bottom of the screen to publication settings. So I'm gonna four finger single tap at the bottom of the screen to go to the bottom.
Publication options button.
It goes to publication options. That's what it is, not settings. Publication options. Now this is interesting. I think I would have called it display options because publication options I don't think is quite as specific enough, but what this does is it basically changes what's displayed. So if I double tap that.
Alert. Publication options. All publications.
To the right.
Button.
If I want to show all publications that are out there, I'll double tap that.
Publications. Publication options. Button.
And I'm going to four finger single tap at the top of the screen.
Home. Back button. Publication. All publications. Search for
and
a publication.
Looking to the right.
Search field.
You could search for a publication here if you wanted to. You just double tap and type in if you wanted to search for something specifically, which is kind of convenient.
Capital A. Heading. AARP Bulletin. AARP Mag. Aberdeen American. Abilene Reporter News.
There's 06. All of the publications that are out there alphabetized. I could also use a table index here by
table index
single
adjustable.
Tapping at the right edge of the screen and flicking up or down.
A, B, C, D, E, D, C, B, selected.
And then when I found the letter I'm looking for, I just looked to the right.
Bakersfield, California, Baltimore Sun 06/0, Baton Rouge Advocate 0, Beaumont Enterprise 06.
All right. So I want it to display my favorites, because I like my favorites. So I'm going to go back.
Publication options.
And
button.
Four-finger single tap back at the bottom of the screen for that publication options.
Alert. Publication options.
Right click until I get to favorites.
All publication favorites button.
Double
publications.
Tap.
Yep.
Publication
double
options.
It.
NFB
and
line.
This was part of why I decided to do this, is that a little glitch I found in the app is that when I try to click on favorites, sometimes it shuts down the app.
Yeah. The app is now shut down and we are back at the home, screen.
Yep. But not the app's home screen, but my actual phone's home screen.
Yay!
Not quite sure why that happens, but it did.
Yay
so,
for bugaboos.
Yes, and it was doing that to Daryl's phone too. We both have iPhone 4S's here and it was doing that on his too. So it's not just me.
Yeah, we have we both have the latest version of iOS also.
I don't.
Oh, no? Okay.
No, I'm a version behind, but...
Okay. Okay, so that actually is good to know as well. It's not, doesn't seem to be version dependent. There we go. Okay.
No, I haven't had the patience to actually update yet.
Right, because you need to, because you really, everybody, whenever you update iOS, you should back up first.
Yes.
And back up to your computer, not just to your iCloud.
Yes, absolutely, and I haven't done that yet, so I haven't updated. All right, so now I'm going to reopen Newsline.
NFB Newsline.
Double tap that.
NFB Newsline. NFB News Publications button.
I'm going to go back to the Publications button. Double tap it.
Publication. Publicate your favorites.
And it defaults back to your favorites.
There you go.
So this is a good thing. So I'm looking at my favorites here. You can see what I read.
Search for a capital A. Associated Press Arizona 06/ Associated Press National 06/04/2012.
And again, it's got the name and the date of the most current issue.
Capital E. East Valley Tribune 06/04/2012. Capital G. Glamour 06/cap New York Times 0 capital N. Heading New York Times 06/0.
And that's local for Allison now too, since
yep.
she lives.
I also live in Tempe,
Tempe
now. I have
Yay.
Moved across the valley to the east side.
Yay, just a few blocks away from me.
Yep.
From Karen and me.
I am currently in Tempe and I'm loving it.
New Yorker 06 capital P. PC World 0 capital U. USA Today 06/04/2012.
And I'm going to go into USA Today to show reading because there was an article about public transportation that I liked in here that I found earlier.
Oh, awesome.
If I can find it again, that is.
USA Today, heading.
What I do is I double tapped on the name of the paper that I wanted to read, and now I'm flicking to the right.
Current issue, 06/04/2, full paper, button.
I can open the full paper if I want to, or...
Editorial 3 articles.
Flick to the right, and I find lists of sections that are in the newspaper that kind of narrows down what you'll be looking at.
Life 7 articles. Money 9 articles.
So it says the name of the section and how many articles are in that section.
Which is very handy.
Yes, definitely.
News 12 articles.
I think it was in news, so I'm going to double tap that.
News. Sections. Back button.
Okay, I double tapped, and I'm going to flick to the right.
News. Heading.
Now, here's what's interesting is you don't flick to the right to move from article to article. You actually use heading navigation to move between the different articles. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the rotor gesture to change my navigation to headings.
Words. Financial lines. Headings.
There we go. I'm on headings. And then to move from one heading to the next, I flick down to go forward. Headings, I flick down. To go back a few headings, I'll flick up. So right now I'm going to flick down.
Back in jail. Zimmerman to seek new bond in Wisconsin. Revved up for a vote on jurors to deliberate predator priest case.
I'm just flicking down, reading these headlines.
More jumping on cities' buses.
There we go.
More jumping on cities' buses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
More jumping on cities' buses.
Now,
rails.
Now,
heading level 3.
Now flicking to the right to read, right?
By Marisol Bello, USA Today.
And what I'm actually going to do is just to get it to continuously read, I'm going to use two fingers and swipe down.
By Marisol Bello, USA Today. Use of public transit is soaring. Transit agencies had record or near record ridership in the first 3 months of the year, thanks to high gas prices, a mild winter and, in one city, the Super Bowl. At least a dozen communities set records for the number of people riding buses,
nice.
Trains,
Yay.
And light rail, even though some cut service because of tight budgets, according to the American Public Transportation Association. More.
And I just two-finger single-tapped to stop the reading. So I'm excited because more people are using public transportation.
Yay, let's clap.
Which is always a good thing because the more people using public transit, the better it's likely to be, hopefully. So that's always a good news for those of us who are blind and don't drive. So.
No, we're not loving the high gas prices, though.
No, not loving that. But if as a result we get good public transportation, at least we're getting that. If we can't have low gas prices, at least we can get more public transit use. So basically, that's all you have to do to read the article. I can continue right from where I left off by swiping down with two fingers.
More people returning to work helped, says Michael Melanithi, the association's president and CEO.
And then just two fingers single tap to get it to stop. And if I flick to the right,
he says ridership on what? It's nationwide.
It'll
Melanithi says
reading
the
kind
result.
Of line by line. If I four finger single tap,
page 21 of 60, bottom of screen. He says ridership, it's nationwide. In Indianapolis,
it's
ridership on Indigo's 30 bus routes was email full article.
There it is.
There you go.
There's an email full article link. So you have to have your email set up and linked to your account, which I do not think I do right now. So I can't email, but I wanted to show that there is that option to email an article if you want to read it later or keep it on your computer. So that's basically how you read. If I want to go back, I just do the back gesture, which is two finger right then left. I can also go to the top of the screen.
Sections. Back button.
And press the back, double tap the back button that way.
USA Today.
And it takes me back to the USA Today page with the different sections.
Progress altered. Previous issue. Current issue.
Button. I can go to a previous issue.
Previous issue.
That.
Button.
When I flick to the right, it had that as an option.
Current major issue. Date.
Oops.
Current preview progress altered full paper. Current issue. USA Today. Publications.
Wait a minute.
U.S. current full paper.
Oh, it didn't take me back to the sections.
Progress altered previous issue.
No.
Current issue.
It took you
major
to the current issues. Yeah.
Okay, it took me to which issue I could pick.
Current
yes.
issue.
Button.
Okay, I'm going to go previous to previous issue. Issue.
Previous issue.
It double tapped that.
Current issue. Major issue.
And
current issue. Previous issue. Progress altered full paper. But previous issue. USA Today. Heading. Publications.
It didn't show us the sections, did it?
No.
Life 9 article.
There we go. It just took us a few seconds.
It took some time to refresh and get the info there. So, all right. And then back to the sections.
Money 10 articles. News 12 articles. Sports 18 article. Previous issue. But
that's a lot of articles about sports.
Yeah.
that's more than I care to have.
That was the biggest section, right?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well.
So, all right. So that is how you read articles. That pretty much sums it up. Just keep in mind that you want to flick up, have your rotor set to heading navigation, and then flick up and down to move from one article to the next.
Right, and we were kind of expecting, and that is how it works on the website on nfbnewslineonline.org. We were kind of expecting, however, to get a list of the articles
mm-hmm.
first, and we were kind of a little surprised by that method.
It kind of makes sense, though, I think, because it probably, in theory, takes less time to move from one article to the next because you don't have to actually open the article. It's already open on your screen.
Right.
That's my guess as to why they did it.
Right, and these are newspaper articles, we need to remember also, so they tend to be shorter chunks of text, presumably.
Right.
So, okay, so now that Allison has shown you the TV list, or the the publications, I'm going to demonstrate the TV listings. There we go.
Which is actually amusing, because Daryl doesn't even have a TV.
No, we have one, but we don't watch TV through it. We watch Netflix and other things through it.
So, but at least we know how to get to TV listings. I have a TV, so I use the TV listings sometimes.
So now we're going to take a look at the TV listings. So I have my TV listing set up for the Phoenix area, of course. And so I'm back at the app's main screen.
NFB Newsline Mobile.
Top
heading.
Of the screen there, and I'm flick to the right.
Publications. Button.
And then
TV listings. Button.
To TV listings. I'm going to double tap.
TV listings. Home. Back button.
Flicking to the right, we have some options here.
TV listings. Heading. All channels. Channel 1. Video on demand on June 4th, 2012. Heading up. 7 p.m. is on demand. Duration 4 hours. 11 p.m.
So
jump to channel. Text field.
So we can jump
double
to
tap
a channel.
To edit.
So you can actually type in the number of a channel here and search that way. Or
jump button.
That's the jump button for that. Or flick to the right.
Next channel button.
You can just double tap that for the next channel.
Previous channel. button.
Previous.
Previous day, button.
You can look at listings for yesterday.
Next day, button.
Tomorrow.
Favorite channels, button. All channels, dimmed, button.
Look at your favorite channels or all channels. So I'm going to go back up to the top.
Home, back button.
With a four-finger single tap, and I'm going to look at listings, current listings for a specific channel. So flicking to the
TV
right.
TV, all channels, channel 1, 7 p.m., 11 p.m., jump to channel, text field.
So I'm going to double tap
to edit.
Edit field for jump to channel.
Jump to channel.
And you'll
text
notice
capital
that
D.
It's interesting
capital
that letters are here.
Next. Dim. Capital E. Capital Z.
Be
dictate.
In the numbers mode,
more
right?
Numbers.
So that you can enter a channel number.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not. You just have a regular keyboard. So I'm going to
more
go to the
numbers.
More button in the lower right corner, lower left corner of the screen, and double tap that. And
more
now I'm
letters.
Going to, let's just take a look at channel 5.
5.
So
five.
I'm going to type 5, and then I'm going to press the go button, which is in the lower right corner of the screen.
Go.
Double tap that.
All channels, dimmed, button.
Okay. And interestingly enough, it puts me at the bottom right corner of the screen. So I'm going to tap once with four fingers on the top.
Home, back button.
Start flicking to the right.
TV listings, all channels. Channel 5, KPHO on June 4th, 2012.
That's
heading level 3.
CBS affiliate here in Phoenix.
8 p.m. is 2.5 men. Walden tells Zoe that he will be going into business with his ex-wife, Judy Greer. Lindsay and Alan grapple with their mother's new relationship.
Wow.
Duration 31 minutes. This program is rated TV 14. Struck 8:31 p.m. is Mike and Molly. Molly's disappointment about something at work gets in the way of the holiday spirit. 9 p.m.
Wow.
Is Hawaii 50. McGarrett travels to North Korea with Jenna K to deliver ransom to rebels holding her fiancé hostage. The team investigates the murder of an investigative reporter who appears to have connections to Jenna. Duration 1 hour.
Right.
10 p.m. Is CBS 5 News at 10:35 p.m. Is Late Show with David Letterman. 11:37 p.m. Is CBS 5 News at 10. Jump to channel.
Now we know it's on channel 5 tonight.
All right. So I can fall asleep to the news or to Letterman now that I know.
There you go. So let's look at the next channel.
Jump button. Next channel button.
Just double tap the next channel button.
Next channel.
And tap the top with four fingers.
Home. Back button.
Flick to the right.
TV listings. All channels. Channel 6. KASW on June 4th, 2012. 8 p.m. is the Catalina. A spring break pool party does not go as planned. Sparks fly between bartenders Chris and Nancy.
Wow.
9 p.m.
Daryl would be watching tonight.
9 p.m.
Yeah.
M is the King of Queens. Deacon and Kelly ask Doug and Carrie to be the godparents of their new baby, Arthur. 9:30 p.m. is the King of Queens.
Now everybody knows what I'm watching, yeah.
10 p.m. is the Simpsons. Homer and Homer are highly addicted
so
cross
much.
Between tobacco
not
and
so
a tomato
much.
After moving. 10:30 p.m. is American Dad. Stan's mother comes running to him for support after. 11 p.m. is that 70s show. 11:30 p.m. is that 70. Jump to
okay,
channel.
So that's
jump.
Another way.
Next
channel.
Previous channel. Previous day.
Previous channels and previous day. And then
next day.
I'm going go
to
go over
favorite channels.
Favorite
button.
Channels. I have some set up. So I will double tap that.
Favorite channels. Dimmed.
And then I'm going to tap the top with four fingers.
Home. Back button. TV listing. Favorite channels.
Right.
Channel 3. KTVK on June 4th, 2012. Heading level 3. 8 p.m. is the DR. Oz show. DR. Oz tells how to lose weight by eating more. Duration 1 hour. This program is rated.
Interesting. Okay, so this is similar to the newspaper articles in a way, because the channels are listed by headings. So I'm already in headings mode, so I'm going to flick down.
8.
Well, actually I'm not. So I also need to rotor to headings.
Words. Lines. Volume. Headings.
My phone made a liar out of me. Yeah. All right, now I'm going to flick down.
Heading not found. Channel 3. Kate, heading not found.
Oh.
Heading TV listings. Channel 3.
I'm on channel 3.
9 p.m.
Flicking to the
10
right.
Let's
see what's
10,
going on here.
11 p.m. 11:30. Jump to channel. Jump. But next channel. Button.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to do the previous and next channel. This is not as convenient. here.
Previous, next channel.
So I'm going to hit next channel. And then tap the top with four fingers.
Home, TV, favorite, channel 5.
So now I can...
Channel 5.
So if I want to look at all my favorite channels, I have to do the same thing as I do with all channels, and I have to do previous and next to get to the different channels. Or I have to jump to a particular channel number. So there isn't, in fact, a way to get a list of all your channels in one setting. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Favorite channels, dimmed, button, all channels,
button. I'm just going to double tap the all channels, which is also in the lower right corner of the window. And that is essentially TV listings. I think the easiest way to do this is to jump to the channel number if you know what they are. If you don't know your channel lineup in your area, then that's going to take you a while because you're just going to have to crawl from using next channel from channel to channel to see what's available.
But it's definitely nice being able to get TV listings because I can't look at the TV guide channel that runs all the text on the screen that tells what's coming up next. So it's nice to be able to get the TV listings through Newsline.
Yes, and the mainstream TV listing, the TV guide apps and the websites are either not accessible at all or difficult to access.
So
Newsline is the best.
Just one more nice and convenient feature of Newsline. You got your newspapers, your magazines, your TV listings. It can keep you pretty busy.
Yeah, what else could you want, right? Well, now Allison.
I want it to make me breakfast, but I don't think it will.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You know, I think NFB's developers are working on that, though, for us.
Probably not.
Aw, darn. Come on. Get to it, folks.
But at least it helps me get access to print, which I am definitely all about.
Yay.
Yay. And now we're going to look at subscriptions. I'm back in the main screen of the Newsline app. I'm going to flick to the right.
Publications. Button. TV listings. Button. Welcome. Alice, send an email with your question. NFB Newsline. Settings. Button. Subscriptions.
And this
button.
Is what she's going to be doing while she's on her flight to convention.
Yes.
Reading these.
Exactly. So I'll be able to read. So I'm going to double tap the subscriptions.
Subscription list.
Now remember, Daryl was showing you how you add subscriptions through the settings. So I've already added one subscription. I added PC World.
Capital P.
So adding. I'm going to flick to the right.
PC World 04/11/2012 Edition 1.
Now if I want to get the current issue, this happens to be the current issue, but if I didn't already have it downloaded, I would flick to the right.
PC World 05 Update Subscriptions.
And there's
button.
An Update Subscriptions button. That's how you get your new paper. So you do that when you have a connection, whether you have Wi-Fi or your 3G connection, you download then, and then you can listen to it later. So I'm going to double tap.
Downloading subscriptions.
And it says downloading subscriptions.
Download but, complete.
And it tells you when it's complete.
There you go.
So I can flick back to the left.
PC World 05/11/2012 Edition 2.
And if I want to open it, just double tap it.
Subscription list. News/Home Theater 2 articles.
And now it's...
gave me a list of sections that are within this paper, this magazine.
News/Phones 10 articles. News/Search 2 articles.
Oh, yes, and we have an interesting article about phones.
Oh, that's right.
News/Phones 10 articles.
So I'm going to double
tap
that.
News/Phones.
And remember, I've got the rotor gesture set to heading, so I'm going to flick down to skip from article to article.
News/Phones. Heading. Siri says Nokia Lumia 900, not Apple iPhone, is the best smartphone ever. Heading level 3.
We were demonstrating this one yesterday on the Desert Cafe radio show.
Yes, somehow, for a while, Siri was saying that when you asked Siri what the best smartphone is, she was saying that this Nokia phone was the best smartphone rather than an iPhone. But I tested it out yesterday, and I asked Siri what the best smartphone was, and she told me that it was the phone I was holding in my hand. So she did figure out the right answer eventually, but apparently at the time this article was written in May, she hadn't figured that out yet.
Yeah. Wow.
So I thought that was kind of a funny article. So
Siri says Nokia Lumia 900, not Apple iPhone. Siri says Nokia Lumia 900, not Apple iPhone, is the best smartphone ever.
Two-finger sweep down.
You would think Apple's virtual assistant Siri knows who pays its bills.
Article.
Apparently not. When asked, Siri says the best smartphone ever is Nokia's Lumia 900. What caused this apparent oversight? Siri uses Wolfram Alpha.
two-finger single tap to get it to stop reading.
So if you want to learn more, you too need to get the Newsline app and read this in the PC world for May.
Exactly. It's amazing how much info we can access now that we have an app like this. It's just amazing how much is out there. A lot of info that you want to know, and maybe some info that you probably didn't want to know.
Exactly.
Nevertheless, we can access it. Good or bad, at least we have it.
There you go. Well, that pretty much sums it up for this app.
So we hope you enjoyed our podcast. We hope you found this helpful and interesting.
If you want to get a hold of the NFB Newsline people, you can email nfbnewsline-ios@nfb.org. And I would urge all of you to do that. Give your positive feedback and your suggestions.
Absolutely.
And we would like to see a few things, right? Obviously, we'd like to see the bugaboo fixed where you crash when you go into favorites on the publication options.
Yes.
And we might like to see that become display options or something a little more descriptive as well.
Right. And maybe some better navigation in the TV listings, like you were talking about earlier.
Right, so that you can actually get a quick channel lineup.
Mm-hmm. But overall, we really like this app. I'm excited about it. I've been enjoying it. So thank you, NFB Newsline.
Yes, and we would urge all of you to review and rate the app in the iTunes store as well. Give it 5 stars. Yay.
So.
Okay, well, that is a wrap for this edition of the Blind Access Journal podcast. I'm glad that you could all join us.
Keep checking back at blindaccessjournal.com for more podcasts and other exciting info.
Absolutely. In addition to the website, you can follow us on Twitter.
I'm at AlliTalk on Twitter, AlliTalk.
And I'm Daryl at Darrellon Twitter.
And if you want to send us an email, I'm Allison@blindaccessjournal.com. That's Allison at blindaccessjournal.com.
And I'm Daryl, Darrell, at blindaccessjournal.com.
So thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bye, everyone.